When we read the Bible as Christians, we are not reading a book handed down directly from on high. We are reading a book with a complex human history handed down to us by the church. And when we read the Bible as Christians, we are not simply reading it and making up our own minds. We are reading it and entering into a rich conversation with the church through time and space. It is a conversation that includes many experts, giants of prayer and the spiritual life, scholars of the sacred scriptures. It is a conversation that includes untold, unknown, humble and faithful men and women. Yes, the individual conscience is important, but we must reject the extreme individualism that elevates thinking oneself without reference to others to the level of a moral axiom. We should be proud to read and to think with others. We should be proud to read and to think as a part of the rich inner dialogue of the church. Of course, the doctrine of the Trinity is in the Bible. The doctrine of the Trinity is the fruit of several hundred years of the church's reading of the Bible, praying through the Bible, arguing over the Bible. You can't find any one verse in the Bible that sums up the whole teaching of the Nicene Creed. Rather, over time and through much argument and dissension, the church arrived at the Nicene Creed as a formula that marked out the boundaries of teaching about God that was true to the witness of the Bible as a whole. God is one. Although there are a few verses in the Old Testament that appear to presuppose an ancient Israelite polytheism, the weight of Scripture supports the belief that God is one, a belief shared by Jews and Christians. God is three. In the New Testament, we can identify the God Jesus calls Father with the God of the Old Testament. And yet, Jesus does things that only God can do. Jesus forgives sins. Jesus heals. Jesus saves. And Jesus speaks of himself and the Father as one. And as the church read the Old Testament, it began to find foreshadowings of Jesus, for example, in the wisdom literature that spoke of a personified word of God through whom God acted in creation. And the New Testament speaks too of the Holy Spirit, which also does things that only God can do, giving life, leading into truth, bestowing gifts of love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And as the church read the Old Testament, it found foreshadowings of the Holy Spirit there, too. So the church came to teach that God is one in substance or nature, but in three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I invite you to read the Bible and to make your own mind up, but not as a solitary individual thinking for yourself without reference to others. Such a thing is neither desirable nor even possible. I invite you to something much more interesting than that. I invite you to read and reflect on and pray and argue with and over the Bible as a part of the rich inner conversation of the church around the world and through the ages. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.